Being evicted can mean homelessness, as well as losing access to food assistance and employment. Legal aid groups say the court process makes it too easy for landlords to evict tenants they consider undesirable. But a new state pilot program aims to provide more people facing evictions with lawyers. Iris O'Neill lives in downtown Wilmington, just blocks away from high-rise offices and luxury apartment buildings. The 62-year-old finally has a place to live again after experiencing homelessness following an eviction last year. She says she was evicted from a rental in Wilmington because she reported the landlord to the county business inspectors for not maintaining the property.
Downstairs in that house, in the basement, was a whole bunch of garbage. And we kept having mice, and we were having bugs we'd never seen before. And I'm from West Virginia, so if I ain't seen it, it's something strange.
Delaware and its three counties all have eviction rates higher than the national average. Eviction Lab found Delaware's 2016 eviction rate was 5.1%, while the national rate that year was around 3%. Eviction Lab is a team of researchers, students, and website architects at Princeton University put together by sociologist Matthew Desmond, the author of Evicted, Poverty and Profit in the American City. The lab created the first ever nationwide eviction data sets on evictions for the years 2000 to 2016. Eviction Lab's Adam Porton says the data is more reliable in some states than others.
All the evictions are real, but there's not perfect coverage everywhere. As it happens in Delaware, we did have really good coverage.
Kent County had the highest 2016 eviction rate, about 6%. Newcastle County's rate was about 5%, and Sussex County was 4.25%. Porton says they show higher rates of evictions than the state's Justice of the Peace courts because there's a difference in how the two define an eviction. Eviction Lab counts an eviction when the JP judge rules a tenant can be evicted, but the JP court only counts an eviction if the constable or sheriff has to go out, physically remove someone, and change the locks.
That group is a smaller group because not every legally sanctioned eviction ends with a sheriff showing up at the door. Sometimes they just leave on their own after the court order, and in some cases, they may even work it out with their landlord. But that legally sanctioned eviction remains on their record.
Dan Akins with the Community Legal Aid Society says a number of factors can contribute to people getting evicted. For one, Delaware doesn't have enough low-income public and subsidized housing. Atkins says there's also a lack of affordable housing, where a tenant only needs to spend about a third of their income on rent.
If you look at 100 households of very low-income families, okay, there are 55 affordable rental units available for every one of those 100 households that are very low income.
Atkins says there's also a large percentage of housing units that are in poor condition, particularly in Wilmington. Because of the affordable housing shortage across the state, landlords aren't motivated to spend the money to make the repairs.
Conditions are horrible, and you as a tenant are complaining about the conditions. The landlord's going to say, you don't like the conditions? Go. I have someone else waiting to take that apartment. And so there's no incentive on landlords to increase the habitability of their unit.
Iris, her daughter, and grandchildren are out of the shelter and living in a rental house because after a five-year wait, Iris got a Section 8 voucher. She says since moving back to Wilmington from Texas in 2014, she struggled to maintain housing, living in shelters before and after the eviction. While Delaware law prohibits a landlord from retaliating against a tenant exercising a legal right or making a complaint to a government agency, Iris alleges that's what happened. But she also admits withholding rent because the landlord failed to make the requested repairs.
My thing is, there's a lot of slumlords who don't want to fix stuff, you know, but they want their rent. You know, and if you stop paying the rent, then they got the right to evict you, but we have no rights to make them take care of what they got to take care of.
Iris says she became homeless because judgments on her record prevented her from securing another rental. Iris says she has four evictions dating back 12 years. But she declined to talk about those, saying past substance abuse and mental health problems played a role. She says she owes about $3,000 in judgments, which she can't afford to pay. Porden from Eviction Lab says features from a state's court system often shape the rate of eviction. He says they've seen this nationally. Classy attorneys Dan Akins and Megan Karasik say many Delaware tenants don't understand their legal rights and obligations under state law. But they also take aim at the state's court process, which they say can be unfair to tenants facing eviction. Many tenants facing eviction don't have lawyers. Karasik says because the court process in Delaware moves so fast, someone may be evicted in just 6 weeks' time.
They have an appeal right, but it's in the same court, and you can still lose the housing while you're waiting for the appeal.
Before landlords can move to evict someone, they have to send a letter demanding a tenant pay their rent and give them 5 days to pay it. Then they can file with the Justice of the Peace Court to remove the person from the unit. Atkins says Delaware has a low cost of entry for filing eviction cases. Landlords aren't required in Delaware to be represented by an attorney. And the fee to file is low, just $45 per case. Karasik also notes that if the tenant pays the rent after the 5-day grace period, the landlord can still ask the court to evict them. Karasik says Delaware has no minimum rental threshold for a person to get evicted. A person owing $5 or $500 has the same chance of being evicted under Delaware law.
The pushback to that argument is that, you know, nobody or no rational actor would pay the $45 filing fee if they weren't owed at least $45, but actually they do, and we've seen it.
Classy attorneys also complain that JP judges aren't required to graduate law school to handle these cases. And the appeals go back to the JP court, not to a higher court. A 3-judge panel hears the appeals. An administrative law task force set up in the fall of 2017 is working on draft legislation that includes changes to Delaware's landlord-tenant code. Its ranks include some of the top lawyers in the state. A task force member says some changes being considered are ones Classy attorneys favor. But lawyers and lobbyists for landlords and property managers are pushing back, and those changes could be dropped or spun off into separate legislation. The earliest a bill would be introduced is January. Landlords say the court process takes too long. Tenants leave units a mess, which can take a lot of money to fix, and no one is really evicted for small amounts of rent owed. But despite multiple attempts over a 3-week period, representatives from industry groups, attorneys, or lobbyists failed to respond to requests for comment or declined to speak on the record. Eviction Lab's Adam Porden says evictions have consequences on a family's financial, physical, and mental well-being.
You're more likely to face job loss, face possible temporary or long-term homelessness. Your kids may have to move schools. Their performance in school may suffer over time. And overall, there's some research that eviction is detrimental to long-term health.
Iris says after she and her family were evicted, they struggled to track down her daughter's medication, which she gets by mail. Her daughter has Gaucher disease, which means she's missing an enzyme that breaks down fat in cells.
Due to eviction and had the mail go to the shelter, was throwing the mail away. All of this because, you know, because of the eviction from 1217. We've been through hell. You know, we're just now starting to get things back together.
In January of this year, Classy received $225,000 from the Delaware State Housing Authority and the Federal Home Loan Bank of Pittsburgh to help reduce homelessness. It was part of $1.2 million handed out to 10 groups across the state. Classy, along with the Legal Services Corporation and Delaware Volunteer Legal Services, is using the money to provide more attorneys to represent people facing eviction. Atkins says they'll be evaluating whether people who get legal representation are more likely to keep their housing. Iris had a legal aid lawyer represent her in her eviction. She says while she lost her housing, they were able to stay in the rental for longer without paying rent and left owing just 1 month's rent. She credits getting the Section 8 voucher as being the most helpful. Her family now lives in a 4-bedroom house with a 3-car garage. Her Social Security payments cover her rent.
The main thing is that the 2-year-old can go out there and ride his bike up and down, and he don't have to go out in the street. That's what made me be here. So I just want to be comfortable.
An eviction can happen to anyone. Deborah Gilbert White has a PhD. She didn't have a substance abuse problem or a mental health issue. She didn't have small children. In 2011, she lived in Newcastle County, and because she was underemployed, fell behind on her rent. She was evicted and for a time homeless. Gilbert White now lives in D.C. and is an advocate for the homeless. Ira says if she wouldn't have gotten the Section 8 voucher, she would still be homeless. More than 30,000 people are on waiting lists in Delaware for public housing and Section 8 vouchers. Sarah Mueller, Delaware Public Media.